This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we come to the close of the book of Hebrews, let's pause and consider the benediction found in chapter 13, verses 20 through 22. What does this benediction teach us about God? He is the God of peace. He brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus. He equips Christians with everything good for doing His will and will work in us what is pleasing to Him. What does it teach us about Jesus? He is the resurrected one. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. God works in us through Jesus Christ. He is worthy of glory forever and ever. What does it teach us about man? We're in need of being equipped by God if we're going to do His will. We can do what pleases God if we allow Him to work in us and through us. The implication is that apart from God's equipping us and working in us, we cannot do His will nor please Him. That's why the writer of Hebrews prayed this benediction over the readers of Hebrews. He wanted them to know the joy of doing the Father's will and what pleases Him. He wanted them to know God's peace and live in such a way that Jesus would be glorified through them. This is all possible because of an eternal covenant of blood. In other words, this benediction expresses the plan determined in eternity past and sealed by the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Let me encourage you to memorize this benediction and remind yourself of its blessing as you endeavor to do God's will and please Him. Hebrews 13:20-22.